tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Yeah! It must be another episode of BET's Being Mary Jane. We're here for the recap right here on AfterBuzz TV. I'm one of your hosts, Megan Thomas, at Meg Scoop on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and Periscope. And I got these lovely ladies with me.
Who are you? I'm Phinia Thomas.
My cousin from a different
auntie. Yes. You can find me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and Snapchat now at Phinia Thomas.
Hello, everyone. I'm Tiana Hobson, and you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at the Tiana Hobson.
And I'm Char Jocella, Char Says So, and you can find me on Facebook, Twitter, Periscope, Instagram, all that fun stuff, at Char Says So, and that's Char with an S, not a C.
Ooh, ooh.
You know, it flows.
And you know, we always have amazing guests, and so you're not going to believe who we have today. She is the head BIC behind the head BIC at SNC.
Yes.
You've seen her in her steamy scenes last week. Ooh, we love those steamy scenes, honey.
And the breakdown one.
And she, yes, did. She broke it down. She's here, the one and only Kara Lynch, Miss Lisa Vidal.
Woo!
Yes!
Hey!
Love to be here with you girls again.
So excited to have you.
I'm so excited to be here. I miss seeing these beautiful faces.
Aww, thank you.
It's been too long.
It has been.
Yep.
We're in a new season. What has the transition been like from the very beginning until now?
Well, I think the transition has been kind of unfolding Kara's life, you know, mm-hmm. like from where we first met her right. and where she was at and what she was about to encounter, you know, facing the divorce and the kids and the ex and the mm-hmm. what her new living situation was going to be, the pressure, the added on stress that she was going to be taking on. I think it's nice how we got to see that and how it sort of, I also think, made Mary Jane and Kara's friendship much more intimate.
Right.
Because, you know, mm-hmm. it's like there's when you going through stuff, you really need your girls.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's true.
Yeah.
What is it? Okay, so for this episode especially, I see the interaction that you have with Mary Jane. I don't feel like that could be scripted. You guys are, like, talking and then you're dancing around. Like, is that in the script? Or are you guys just like, let's just go with it?
You know, there's a lot of let's just go with it.
Okay.
Gab and I are friends right. in real life.
I mean, mm-hmm. you can tell. You
yeah.
can totally tell.
Yeah, we love each other. I kind of love her. and she loves me, too. And, you know, it's just this beautiful thing that kind of happened. Mm-hmm. Chemistry. It's called chemistry.
Right.
And when you have that, there's just so much more that happens in the life of the characters.
Right.
And it's stuff that we don't have to work on.
Right.
You know what I'm
right.
saying? Mm-hmm. Which is really great. Like, you can't pay for that. So we have a lot of fun. You know, mm-hmm. we play. We want to make it as tight as, you know, that's believable so that people can really feel the relationship. And mm-hmm. I think that we're always sort of like really there. We have each other's back just as actors.
Right.
And so if I want to throw something at her, she's always willing to catch the ball.
Nice.
And the other way around. You know,
I
same thing.
That. I love that. And you know what I really love about your character this season is that we get to see your craziness and your mom. I mean, we get to see everything. We get to see the love scenes. I was like, damn it, Kara.
Yeah. Let's talk about that. You were in your personable and your unmentionable.
Yes.
Like,
and you looked amazing, by the way.
Well, thank you. My husband didn't want to watch. But he was like, I don't want to watch that.
Understandably.
But everybody else was like, oh my God, you look great. And my sister was like, girl, I got to get to the gym. Where are you going? It was really funny. But it's kind of great to explore that side of Kara.
Right.
You know, mm-hmm. I think as women, we have so many different parts of us. Mm-hmm. You know, we're moms. Mm-hmm. We're you know, bosses. We are workers. We do so many different things. But at the end of the day, we're women.
Right.
Yes. And we have that side to us that we really need fulfilled. And it's just kind of nice to see a little bit of that with Kara. And, you know, Mary Jane can't have all the fun. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. When you saw that in the script for the first time, were you like, oh, no.
Yes, I absolutely was. I was like, Mara, I'm not Gabrielle. I was like, what is this? And then, of course, I went to Gabrielle. I was like, girl, how do I do this? How do I look good and not awkward? You
what
have
did
to
she
tell
say?
Me.
What did she tell you?
She was
you?
Like, just wear really tiny panties.
Oh,
she was like, you always look good if you wear really small panties. I was like, oh, is that what it's all about?
Does it make your like booty look bigger?
It just makes it look more fabulous sometimes.
Yes. It looks like your booty is like sucking up the underwear.
Exactly.
Yes.
That's a tip. Maybe that's a tip we take in real life. Too.
Right. Yes. You know, bloomers ain't sexy.
Now listen, I'm not arguing with that.
And you know, of course, my husband can vouch, the tinier the better.
Gotta accentuate in the right places.
Exactly.
What's been the most fun for your character, and what's been the most fun for you playing this season?
This season?
Yeah.
Honestly, the most fun actually for me is I just get excited when I have juicy stuff to play.
Okay.
Like, mm-hmm. there's, you know, every actor dreams of that.
Right.
And so I really had a great time playing all the different layers mm-hmm. of Kara this season.
Yeah.
You really see her being Kara. And you see her being completely vulnerable, mm-hmm. a mess, you know, the mother, the doubtful person, you know, who's not sure about who she is and what she's done with her mm-hmm. life. And then you get to see the sexual Kara, and mm-hmm. then you get to see the really funny Kara.
Right.
There's a lot of funny stuff coming up. So it was so much fun to play all those layers, because I think that's how we all really are.
Right.
Yes. Yeah. And I got to do that this
I will
season.
Say that this season, like, it's reality.
Right.
Your character mm-hmm. is what's happening in real life, balancing it all, and it's the balancing right. and the juggle struggle. So I love it. I'm like, nobody told me this. Nobody showed me this.
Right.
Claire Huxtable wasn't going through
she was,
you know what, you know I mean? What?
We didn't
wasn't.
See her in her underwear.
But just juggling everything.
Right.
And
yes.
like, it's real. Like, it's hard. You're going to yeah. have a breakdown. You're mm-hmm. going to have a moment.
Yeah.
And,
yes.
But you can still be a boss and have those moments and a mom.
Absolutely.
So, loving.
It's absolutely. It's yeah. the real thing for all of us who know what that's like, the juggling. Women juggle more and more than they ever
yeah.
have.
Right.
Yes.
So it's, you know, you're bound to, like, the little screw falls off and you're like, uh-oh,
yes.
it's all falling out, you know? It's going to happen.
Yeah.
How much of this was would you have drawn from your real life? Because I know you were busy. Like, coming here today, you're like, I got to cook for my kids.
Yeah.
You know, you obviously are a mom and you have to do this. How much of the struggle did you pull from yourself?
A lot. A lot, because I understand that.
Right.
There's nobody that understands that more than me.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And I have, I mean, I have a village, though, that helps me. You know,
nice.
I have a
yeah.
very supportive husband. I've got family. I've got help.
Yeah.
And obviously the difference is that, I'm not having the personal struggle that Kara's having, but in the sense of her marriage and her personal life. But, you know, who doesn't understand juggling and feeling like you have too much on your plate mm-hmm. and you're not exactly doing the best job mm-hmm. or is someone suffering from this?
Yeah,
right, have yes. I screwed somebody up or, mm-hmm. you know, or wanting to do your best, but you kind of feel like you can't cut it. You're not mm-hmm. cutting it, you know. I understand that. I know what that feels like. And sometimes it feels so bad that, you know, you just have your moments of feeling crushed.
Right, right.
So absolutely, I think that's why I can relate so much to Kara and play that, you know, the way I can play it, because I understand it.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Well, if you guys have any questions or any comments, make sure you use the hashtag ABTVBMJ, because we want to see what you're saying. Shar, has anybody said anything to us that we need to shout out?
You know, there are two people that stood out, because, you know, when I checked the hashtag, you know, just to, you know, reiterate what Megan said, you guys really need to, like, participate, because when I checked the hashtag, all I saw were my tweets. So,
hello.
Damien, a.k.a. D. Swag. I'm sorry, my handwriting's horrible. D Swang. His Twitter handle is Trini Boy, you know, like the Caribbean boy, BWOY.
Okay.
27. I'm guessing Trini is short for like Trinidad, you
okay.
know? Uh-huh. And then Chess. at Chesley. So those
hey,
are two
Chess
people that
and Trini Boy.
You know what's up? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
ABTV BMJ.
Perfect. And we also love your comments on YouTube. So make sure
yes.
you guys, we interact with you guys. We love you so much. Some of the people you want to shout out?
I do. So we talked about last week about we need the music and the soundtrack. So Morgan Cultra said, ladies, if you download Shazam, the app will display Mary Jane and yes. it'll list all the feature songs.
So, oh, really? It will?
Yes.
So all of the people that ask us. All every week. What song was this? Use your Shazam app.
Use
please.
Your Shazam. Because I was just about to piggyback and say Roxy told us to do that, but she told us to lift the headphone and put the phone up to it. Bloop. I don't have time for that.
No, you don't have to do that.
Yeah. I don't have time for
anybody
that.
Anybody else want to shout out?
I do want to shout out Malika Diva. She made a really great comment about Niecy last week, and she said she got the job, yay. But again, I think this episode just showed Niecy making it work with two babies, with a job paying $7 an hour, but she's ooh. Still happy, unlike Kara.
Kara, who makes all the money.
She has an opinion, Miss Malika Diva.
Okay.
And Trini Boy 271 said, we made his day. So thank you for watching yes. and listening. You make our day.
Make sure you guys yay. Continue to watch. So let's talk about this episode, episode 5, Hot Seats. Starts off with Mary Jane, and she's talking to Greg about how she needs to get back on the air. Did she handle it correctly, ladies?
You know what? Mary Jane is a hoot and a holler, okay? When she initially went in, I was like, okay, the opening scene. But then when she started calling Jesse Jackson and the people and making
$5,000,
yes, and started making $5,000 donations and talking to the press, I just was like, that damn Mary Jane. I think that she went about it initially correct because it's like when you want something that bad, yeah, you're going to do some unconventional things. But then after a while, I was just like, girl, you're doing too much. You are doing, Mary Jane, you're doing too much. So,
you know,
yeah.
you crossed the line a little bit.
Right.
I didn't think it was necessary to call in the Rainbow Coalition, but, you know, that's just my personal opinion there. But I do think that at first she handled it a lot better than I thought she was going to handle it.
Uh-huh.
Because, I mean, I liked how we saw the two co-workers making the bet on yes. if she was going to get her way or not.
Right,
you know,
right,
so
right.
it's like, they know how she is, too. So I think she could have blown up and made it this even bigger thing. Mm-hmm. And instead she kind of walked out cool and collected, like, all right, right. you're going to have your way, I'm going to have mine. Did not expect her to go the way of calling in Jesse Jackson for some help.
What do you think, Lisa? Was it too much from MJ's character?
You know what? Here's what I think. I think that Mary Jane always goes for the gusto.
Right, mm-hmm. right.
She, and that's why Kara's always fighting with her. Yeah. She's like, girl, you got to back it up a little bit. But I will say that she's fearless, mm-hmm. and that's what I like about mm-hmm. Mary Jane, is that she's fearless. She kind of she kind of does what a guy would do.
Right, right.
You know what I mean? Like, you're gonna mess with me? I'm going to bring in the big guns.
Right, right.
Yeah. But sometimes I don't – Mary Jane's thing is that she doesn't think of certain consequences
no,
or repercussions,
she doesn't.
And that's – where she falls short.
Right, right.
And it's and that's where I think the Kara relationship, as far as work goes, Kara's got her on a little rope.
Yeah.
She's like, wait a minute, you know, because Kara's thinking about all that mm-hmm, stuff that Mary right. Jane's not thinking about. So I think sometimes, you know, it's that yin and the yang thing where, mm-hmm. you know, yes, you got to be strong. You have to be fearless. You can't, but you got to think.
Right.
Got to
right.
think things through. Yeah. Yes. You know?
Was it a risky move for Mary Jane to go, I'll be back on air Monday, guys? Was that risky, Phinia?
I was ballsy.
Yeah.
I'll say that. I agree with everyone. She was being a little impatient. Mm-hmm. Just slow down, pump your brakes. But we've all been in those moments
yes.
where we want our satisfaction yep. now.
Right, right.
We don't
yes.
want to wait. So, yes. been there. I get it. But can we talk about our vanilla pudding, though?
Yes.
Yes.
Vanilla pudding wine, if you guys see.
So good.
Yes. This is, for those of you who don't know, this is Gabrielle Union's wine, this vanilla pudding
a
Chardonnay.
Good decision that was made ooh. Today.
And I'm drinking it right now. I know. It's very good.
As you can see in our cups, we're turning up.
No, back to you.
But yeah, let's talk about, this is what I thought was really funny, when she's at home and she's talking to Mark, and she's taking her donation back. That is so petty.
Girl.
You don't take donations back, guys.
She was petty LaBelle
that
for
was
that one.
So petty.
Very,
I need
very
that reversed.
Petty. But I did think that that was one of the more comical highlights of this episode, because she was dead serious. And I thought that she was going to kind of pull back when Mark had put his 2 cents in. But she was like the woman on the other end was like, the charges have been, you know, email, da 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 da. Thank you, click.
Do you guys think that Mary Jane is a little, I would say, colder this season?
No.
No.
I think she's still the same self-centered. I was going to comment on last week's episode with when your son was battling dyscalculia and you had to go to parent-teacher conference. And she just was kind of like, Kara, where were you for my moment type thing? Mm-hmm. And like how you said, like the yin and the yang, like that's what balances you all out. Because I don't know if I could have a friend like that. Like, if I'm going to be accommodating and understanding to your needs, then I'm going to need the same. You know I got two kids, girl.
But she made those brownies for Kara.
Yes, she did. And
eventually,
I have to say,
it took
Kara,
a breakdown.
Yes, but Kara did not communicate, did she?
No, she didn't. She didn't tell anybody that.
That's right.
What she's doing.
So when Mary Jane says, "What is this and that?" and the other, she says, "Well, is everything okay?" And Kara says, "I'm fine. Everything's fine. It's fine. It's fine.
Yeah.
Right. No, it's right. not fine."
Right. Mm-hmm.
So Kara has a problem communicating. Kara mm-hmm. has a problem being
so many
vulnerable.
People do.
Right.
So many people do.
And Mary Jane is like, "Well, then, what's the problem? If everything's fine, you need to be doing what I need you to do."
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right. So that's where there's a little bit of a dysfunctional kind of exchange going on between them
mm-hmm.
because, you know, Kara just always wants to have everybody thinking she is on it and she's mm-hmm. fine. She don't
right.
need help. She's fine. But she's not. And that's what the beauty of the brownie scene is, mm-hmm. that
exactly.
the breakdown of she's not fine and Mary Jane receiving that mm-hmm. and taking her in.
Right.
Oh. Did you have to... I'm going to ask this question. Did you have to, like, pull from a certain place? Because to me, that was such a riveting scene when you had your breakdown. So did you have to, like, pull from a certain place, or was it did it just come easy as an actress? Or did you have to really channel, like, some pain? Because it was so real to see Kara just break down like that.
Yeah. No, absolutely. I pull from, you know, all my concerns as a mother.
Mm-hmm.
Feeling like, did I mess up somewhere?
Mm-hmm.
Have I messed up somewhere?
Right.
Am I doing a good enough job? That fear that we all have as mothers is very real. We all want our kids to be okay. You know, we all want to feel like we've done a good job or we're doing mm-hmm. a good job. So there is a pain there, you know, that you pull from. I call it my little library,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Yeah.
And you pull from the little library of life experiences,
right.
you know. And so I had all that to pull from.
Mm-hmm.
And but it's not easy. It's definitely not easy. Yeah. You have to go to places that you don't want to go.
Right.
And then what if they say cut and you got to redo it or something? Like,
yeah. You
know, like.
Stay in that place that you don't want to be in.
Right.
Like, I'm a bad mother. I don't want to feel like that anymore.
Exactly.
I'm tired of saying I'm a bad mom.
Exactly. As a matter of fact, my kids were on set that day.
Oh, were they?
Yes, they were. After everything was done, my son came out and he was like, "Mom, you don't really feel that way about us, do you?"
That's how good the scene was, though.
Yes.
I was like, I would have to ask them, too.
Of course not.
That's
oh, that is
was.
So funny. All right, so then, of course, we see Mary Jane. She's mad because she got caught calling Greg some names over the phone.
Fat ass.
Yes.
that was
so funny.
So funny. And he's mad that he of course, MJ has said that she's going to be back on air on Monday when he never agreed to that. He brings us up a few things. Is he legit when he says that you've been late, you're sassy, you're not prepared?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Were all these things true? Does he really have her back, like he says?
That was going to be my biggest question because mm-hmm. we've seen them butt heads a lot, but we've also seen him fight for Mary Jane a lot. But I always feel that Greg has his own agenda when he's fighting
mm-hmm.
for her, because it's like he says one thing over here to Kara and MJ, and then when he's with the partners or whoever the execs
are,
it's kind of like he's being bulldozered there. So it's kind of like, you know, the hierarchy of his bosses are yelling at him, so he's yelling at her,
right.
and MJ's arguing back, but
mm-hmm.
I do think that in the long run, he does want to see her succeed, because that means he's ultimately succeeding, right?
Right.
But where's Marisol?
Well, we don't see her again.
She's not gone.
But he used the word ally, and I put question mark, because at the end of the day, he has to make sure his job is secured.
Right.
So he may play both sides a little bit, which mm-hmm. I completely understand as wanting to keep your employment. But I feel like he was pushed into a corner.
Right.
And so he felt like, well, I'm sure he was offended by being called a fat ass.
Who wouldn't
he
be?
He wanted to pull out the receipts. Like, you're this,
he
you're
read her
that.
For points.
And what company doesn't keep a log if they're wanting to fire you or wanting to do something?
I'm going
to
need
his mom to be better than this piece of paper that he just wrote stuff down. Type it up, Greg.
No, because the thing is, he was cooking up the read. Right, he knew she was going to come in there. He was cooking it up. Like, I'm really about to
sit her down. But here's what I don't like. I don't like it when African-American women are referred to as sassy.
No, me either.
I really, really don't like it. It's such a... What, you don't like
trigger
it?
Word.
Oh, no, I'm letting you finish.
Okay.
It's a trigger word.
And this is what I did. And it's been on my phone for months because I've had this conversation. There are way other adjectives to use. And there are brassy, brazen, brazen, audacious, cheeky. And I'll even take flippant over sassy any day.
Is that the same with Latina
Latinas
women?
Latinas, too.
Do they?
We're sassy
they
spicy. With the hot chinga and spicy.
You get spicy.
She's on fire. And it's like, really?
Sassy is a term for toddlers and five-year-old girls. Not a grown woman that speaks her mind.
Actually,
and is 12-year-old smart and
girls,
educated.
My daughter's very sassy. She's preachy. Yeah.
That is a stereotype that follows us. And I always, like, watching the show always makes me question, like, from different perspectives, like, would this have been different if Mary Jane were a white woman doing or even a male?
Yeah.
A male.
No one uses sassy for men.
No, but they'll call them cheeky.
Or arrogant.
Arrogant is a big one for men of color.
Yeah.
But even as far as with the 3 to 6 weeks thing, well, I don't think that the Rainbow Push Coalition would have said that if Mary Jane was Mark John, so to speak. You know, when they were negotiating with the boss man
what
and they
were
said
you
3 to 6 weeks.
No, I was agreeing that when he said the word sassy, I was like, ooh, that's not a good word to use for a black woman.
I kind of cringed
a little bit. I personally am not offended when people call me sassy, but it's usually just my mama saying it. So, you know,
when your mom says it,
there's nothing I can do about that. You know,
it is old school.
There's nothing I can do. But I did, like, in his conversation, he did bring up, you know, Mary Jane, you're always pulling the race card, basically, is what he told her, which, I mean, I'm not saying I agreed with him, but it does seem that a lot of the tension there, it always comes back to, like, well, if I was this, you wouldn't do this. And if
I kind of agree with him.
Yeah.
I do, and Kara and Mary Jane have fought about that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, because she can't say nothing to Kara, because Kara's Puerto Rican.
Right.
Kara's a minority. She's a Latina. And so she's, you know, it's like, wait a minute. We're on the same team here. We're fighting for the same goals and causes.
Right.
You can't always pull that card for everything. So I think that because Kara is you know, Latina, she can say that to her
and call her to the carpet.
Yes. You know?
Cuz you guys butt heads last season, I think it was, when she wanted to do the ugly black woman story or something like that, and you guys I remember that.
Speaking of, like, butting heads, I love the scene where you are telling Marisol off.
Oh.
I saw you on Telemundo, like.
The accent came out real thick.
I have to tell you,
yes, I knew you.
I had to keep apologizing to beautiful Danielle Alonso.
Yes.
She's such a lovely girl.
She is, yes.
She's so beautiful. Because, you know, I had to just tear into her.
Did,
and
right.
She was so like, hi, Zoe. And I was like, baby, I'm so sorry. But, okay, I have to be mean now. Because she was just so sweet. But, yeah, Kara is she's a pit bull.
Yeah.
She's
a
pit bull.
You have to be in that
industry. She is a fierce, protective pit bull. Mm-hmm. Don't come into her arena. And she ain't going to be so nice. That's right.
If you ain't ready.
Right.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? Daniela was here 2 weeks ago with us. And we told her, when I saw her, I'm like, do people say that you look like you're related to Lisa? Because you guys look so much alike.
It's crazy. Listen, I ain't going to lie. When I first saw her, I was like, are y'all trying to get the younger version of me? Is somebody trying to tell me something? Like, what's going on over here? It was definitely an interesting choice because I immediately saw her and I was like, oh my God, we could play sisters.
Right.
It's just kind of weird. But she was so lovely though. Just so much fun to work with, and you know, and there's some good stuff coming up soon.
She told us.
Oh, did
she? Well, she didn't tell us, but she just said it was good stuff coming up.
Yeah.
Like,
her character.
All right, so then Mary Jane gets away. She's back on air on Monday. Mm-hmm. The teleprompter goes out, and she does her entire segment like a boss.
Yep.
Yes.
From
killed it.
Yes.
Total setup.
Was Greg setting her?
Yes. 100%. And I'm good. I'm glad
that
she excelled.
Oh,
I thought it was a setup.
I didn't entertain that
thought. And basically, she could have dropped the mic on her way out because she handled it like a true professional that she is. Late, sassy, whatever you want to say, She knows her stuff.
Well, that's what you do in a workplace setting.
She's intelligent.
Yes. Yeah, that's what you do in a workplace setting. Or I'd venture to say in any setting, when you get called to the carpet, you have to be held accountable.
Right, that's right.
And you may be put to the test as to whether you took, if I'm the person of authority, did you take my notes into consideration? Because, you know, this might, you know. Right. And so she really, I really liked seeing her shine. I was telling the girls off camera in undergrad, I was that girl, like the ad-lib improv girl. So my, I was going to call my college advisor on speaker because I'm really good at doing that. But it's key to know your stuff.
You
That's why it's
feet.
So important to know your stuff prior to sitting in front of the camera.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
What about when, of course, that she does really well. She's very prepared. She comes in early. And Kara comes back to tell her that the numbers are their last place. But they've maintained
the
numbers.
They're always last place.
And she seems a little not happy about it.
Jaded.
That makes sense. She's working hard and she's expecting the numbers to grow, but it's also something that, you know, 1 week into the job of you coming in early and preparing and taking Greg's notes, and you can't expect change overnight. Like, it's not going to happen because you did it for a week. Let's see you do it for 2 months, three months, and then you'll slowly see that build. But I think that what Greg said to her was exactly the kind of fire she needed to get under her ass to really bring it when she came back on.
Right.
I also think, like, when you're an ambitious person, you kind of set goals for yourself.
Yes.
And, you know, Mary Jane is a winner, you know, and Kara's a winner. Like, they work hard. They're all about getting to the top.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And so when you're not exactly where you want to be, aren't we a little, like, We forget to enjoy the moment of where we are.
Right.
You know? And I think there's a lot of that happens, you know? And but that's, again, that's what's great about their relationship is that Kara's like, oh, no, look at where we are.
Uh-huh.
Be here. This is good. Mm-hmm. This is good. Like, in the back of Kara's mind, it's like, you almost didn't have a job.
Right.
You know? So there is a lot of that happens, I think, to us in the workplace because when we're ambitious and we have our goals of where we want to see ourselves, we're harder on ourselves, I think.
Yes. Yeah. And of course, she enjoys it by sitting in her pool, smoking that cigar.
Oh, having a good time.
I was happy.
Can I be honest? I was a little scared by that scene because I know sometimes the show likes to end on like a, you know, I don't know if it's too much How to Get Away with Murder, too much Shyamalan. But things were going too good. You know, her house has always bothered me because it has no window treatments and it's just like, just so open.
Right.
So I just kept looking like, is someone going to be behind her? I thought Loretta Devine's character
might pop up.
You
thought Fifi was going.
It turned into a suspenseful thriller.
Too much Shyamalan.
You need to take Kara's advice. Enjoy it.
Just enjoy the moment.
Okay. Was she doing like the whole cigar whiskey thing?
Because that's what Cutty Buddy Brandon told her about.
Which I was just like, I wanted to be her in that moment. I was like, I wish it was warm enough in LA right now.
You got to
put my feet
first.
In the pool. Yeah, I got to get the pool. Then I got to get me some good whiskey.
Right.
Good cigar.
How do you feel about her haircut?
I love it.
I think I prefer her long. My favorite hairstyle on her this season was actually Lisa's like funeral when it was like 36 inches and had the highlight.
You know, she can't just be natural and short.
You know, it can be, but I just, that was my favorite style on her. It was like obnoxiously long, like stripper long.
I love the short.
I think it's just freeing when you chop your hair off.
Cheeky look.
Yes.
I'm not going to say
short
sassy.
Short and sassy.
Way to use your adjective.
There my you husband go. Will not let me cut my hair. I'm like, you know, I wonder how. And he's like, no.
I know. Shout out to hubby
in
here. Hey. All right. Then let's talk about going to this club. Mary Jane, you know, she wants to party a little bit. Mark is there.
Mm. Oh,
a lot of steamy scenes going on there. I like their relationship. I think they have a really good friendship. He's very honest with her.
Mm-hmm.
I love that about them.
But it's just like every gay sidekick, so to speak. I'm using air quotes. Like every gay sidekick in scripted television or reality TV, whether it be Miss Lawrence to the Nene or whether it be, I forgot, Stanford to Carrie Bradshaw. It's just always that, you know.
Jack to Karen.
Right. It's always that type of relationship.
He said something really telling, and it's about Cuddy Buddy Brandon. He says, you know, she's kind of contemplating now dating her Cuddy Buddy.
I would be too.
But he says something really good. He says, let the one find you. Like, don't, you see what this is with him. Let it just be that. Is Mark right about that? Or should she explore dating her Cuddy Buddy?
She should always be open to it, but yes, not force it.
Let me tell you something. It's one thing to have a cuddy buddy. Can we be honest in here?
Yes, this is no judgment zone.
I'm gonna judge the delicious wine that I'm sipping on for this following segment. But it's one thing to have a cuddy buddy, but that's why you have to be very, very careful when you have one, because it's so, so easy to get emotions involved. And with him being there for her in such, when she was just so vulnerable and sensitive, that was such a raw moment when she got the invite, you know, when Lisa was supposed to speak on my birthday. Right. Mm-hmm. So she was, we talked about this. So, that I'm sure played a huge role into it, because now it's more than sex, and it's always going to be more than sex. It's one thing if, you know, it's just a hit it and you leave, and it's another if it's a hit it and, you know, you're warming up the leftover spaghetti and you're staying and things like that. Like, it adds emotional layers to it. Mm-hmm. Right, so you have to be careful with that. But I could see her entertaining dating him. But I think they would be cute together.
I'd date him.
Me too.
Girl,
me too.
I don't think women can go very long, like, just having sex with
him. I know, we're such emotional creatures.
No. But men can, I don't think men can. I feel like it's always someone, because, you know, I know women that are just like Samantha Jones, since we're keeping up with the Sex and the City reference. Samantha from Sex and the City, you know how she was just out there all wild? Right. I know women that are like that, and men that'll catch feelings. So I just think that it's kind of like, but eventually someone's going
to. An exception to the rule.
Right. I think the rule is.
Majority of females are, it's very much emotionally based. And the fact that now the cutie may want to, that's evolving into mm-hmm. something. At least try it out.
No, I say no. Don't
go on dinner.
Why do you say don't do it?
I say no. Because here's the thing about Cuddy Buddy. He's not really intellectually astute. And Mary... No, let me tell you. Because I'm not saying he's dumb. But what I'm saying is, when it comes to Mary Jane, we've seen that she's very... I don't know. What is the word? She has these intellectual conversations with people. He's limited in that, and she knows that.
Because mm-hmm. What's his face from last season...
Gary. Gary Dordain. Shout out, hi Gary.
Hey Gary. you know, like, she was turned on by the conversations.
Right.
Like, he was mentally stimulating her in a way
that didn't work.
But he didn't do it for her.
Yeah, it didn't work out.
Sometimes it takes the meaning of Cuddy Buddy to me. Mm-hmm. When I think about Mary Jane and Cuddy Buddy, it's so funny. It's like, he is just the simplest idea of company, mm-hmm. of what it is to have somebody to just be with.
Right. To be there.
Okay. So all that intellect and all that intelligence mm-hmm. and all that book knowledge, yeah, that's all fine and dandy. But that's not what's going to get you through that emotional, you know,
that is true.
Ear, mm-hmm. that friendship, that connection.
Yeah.
And I think that is what's nice about Cuddy Buddy, that if she falls to the floor crying, he goes right down with her, and he just sit there and hold
those
her.
Big
well,
old
it's
22.
Not like he knows what to say.
Okay. Well, does he need to, though? Does he need to, though?
No, he just needs to embrace me in those 22-inch arms.
Sometimes it's not about what you say, right?
No,
that's
about
what
true.
You do.
But on the other hand, in Mary Jane's defense, as a girl that likes a good intellectual, mind-stimulating conversation, I can get irritated by that. There's only so long that I can handle.
Absolutely.
Some brute hovering over me, giving me hugs. You know what I'm saying?
Why you gotta be a brute? He's fine.
I mean, from the person that doesn't like to cuddle.
Listen, I make no apologies about the girl that I am. I don't like cuddling, okay? It gets hot. But, there are perks that come with that, but I do enjoy conversation and I get irritated. So I could see where she's coming from, because there's only so much of that, you know, you can take.
Mm-hmm. We have yet to see.
But I think they have yet to explore what Cuddy Buddy might be able to teach her about.
Yes.
You know what? I think they're going to date. And I think it's not going to work out.
But I think that Cuddy Buddy is the type of guy that Mary Jane actually needs. She needs someone to just come home and just relax her in a soothing way, because she is so on the go, and, you know, we don't want her to have a meltdown like Kara did last week, you know? You want her to just have someone to come and get away from all that stuff from work. She shouldn't be working 24/7. That is she needs true, someone to come home and distract her from all the chaos.
I still don't
out there.
Like it.
And
I
have
don't
cigars
think it's
and,
work.
And Hennessy or whatever it was that they were drinking.
That's how long is that going to last?
We going to need some better.
That's what I'm talking about. No one sees my point of view.
The point of that story was him sharing a personal memory
which is sweet,
with his grandfather.
But after months.
Because life is crazy.
That's right.
Not to stay and enjoy. You know
what I'm saying?
After months.
Well, let us know what you guys think. Make sure you use the hashtag ABTVBMJ. Go ahead and put the comments below because we love to hear what you guys think. Is Mary Jane going to get with Cuddy Buddies? Is it going to work out? We don't know.
Or the white boy.
Let's talk about that. So, of course, we see that she feels like she let the ancestors down. She kissed. She's making out with white men.
That's how I feel when I listen to Taylor Swift.
Do you guys think that it's letting your ancestors down when you date outside of your
race? I call it winning.
Let me tell you something. I don't want to step on any toes, but let me tell you something. Since I've been in L.A., I haven't dated any black men.
Really?
But that hasn't been by choice. I just haven't.
Well, you're winning. According to Tiana, you're winning.
Middle Easterners and things that be knocking on my
you're
door.
Winning.
Please
I mean,
define the win.
Okay, so especially when it comes to white people in the media, a lot of times all you see is spotlighted is black men with white women.
Yes. Right.
And you never see a lot of white men attracted to black women.
Hollywood.
So when I do see that, I get excited and I get happy because I'm like, you know what? Everyone wants to get mad at the black man for going after the white girls and, you know, leaving us behind. But we can go outside our race, too,
and find
happiness and love. And white boys are attracted to black girls, contrary to, like, the media's perception of
that. I feel like we've had this conversation before.
Yes, I feel like I have. So you know what? I say you're winning if you can get that.
You know what you have to watch out for, though, since we're having real conversation? You have to watch out for those fetishy type guys.
Oh, but that's
just
anyone.
I mean, yeah, but I'm just saying.
Because you're brand.
When you cross the River Jordan, so to speak,
the River
there are certain things that you have to watch out for.
Sure,
like,
you are too funny.
For example, a lot of the times with brown and black bodies, there's hypersexualization. Typically, women of color, we got a little bit more, you know, we're a little bit curvier. So you have to watch out for hypersexualization. And you have to watch. It's just a lot that you have to watch out for when you are, you know, and do you want me for me or do you want me for?
Well, I would say my white husband.
You're winning.
He's like, I love it all.
Right. But see, that's different because that's your husband.
Yeah, but when we were dating.
Off. Right.
Were you skeptical?
When we were dating.
Like, do you just
you know what's
to Latina
so funny?
Women?
No, you know what's so funny? Like, my parents, honestly, they never raised me to, like, think about just
dating.
Pick this. It was all about, like, who I was going to love and like, and who was going to love and like me.
Yes.
It wasn't about the skin color.
Wow. Right, right.
It never was. It was never about the Latino, the black, the Jew, the Chinese, whatever.
Right.
Asian, whatever. It was about the person. And so that's how I was raised. Mm-hmm. And so in my mind, that's how I always saw my relationships.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And, as a matter of fact, you know, we moved from the Bronx where there were a lot of minority people, okay? Then we moved to, like, this Italian Jewish neighborhood. And it was like, I was like, oh, who are all these cute white boys?
Right.
It's a whole different world up in here. So it was like, yes, it was just all the more merrier to just be like, oh, look at all the choices.
Right.
So I, you know, and I teach my children the same thing, to not have limited thinking in love.
Right, right.
You can't have limited thinking in love. It's about the person and who's the right pick for you? Who's
but
the
you
right choice?
You
right?
Frame it on your experiences.
Is it going to work?
Because with me, with these Middle Eastern guys, they're all fine and they all, you know, there's nice, you know, dates and gifts and stuff. But, you know, it's like, you can't bring me home to mom. So it's like, I got to watch how deep I fall into that because I feel like it's always a hang up.
Well, we'll have to see what happens. You guys
we
think
can talk off
out?
Camera because this
gonna,
is layered.
Do you think it's going to work out? Oh my gosh, I love you. Do you guys think it's going to work out between
white boys out, Brandon's in.
Yeah, I don't think white boys in. I don't think
he had little moves.
So
some
in the script, his name is Gorgeous Guy.
That's is
his
it really?
Name in the script, yes.
I love it. I love
he
it.
He was gorgeous.
He was on beat. Mm. I was going to say, he was on beat.
He was rhythmic. Talk about how he got it in.
Oh, yes.
Like, were they having sex in the club?
I was like, confused. He got sex.
His name is James Taylor, by the way, the actor.
Hi, James Taylor. We'd love to have you on and see you in person.
Yes, James.
Is he tall?
is tall.
Okay. Like how tall?
And very, very sweet, very nice person.
Like how tall, roughly?
I don't know. Six something.
I'm asking for a friend.
I think.
You guys, how what were they doing?
Yeah, let's talk about the club stimulation for a moment.
Is that what he was doing?
Something was happening.
I mean, she was like, I was confused.
Yes, he was.
Yes, oh, he was. I missed that. I was just like, oh, this is like mental stimulation? Like, what's going on here?
No, when Mary Jane was like,
that's what I'm saying.
That was very good.
I didn't see any hand slip. I didn't see any movement.
No, you missed.
Yeah, I had to use that.
Did you miss her whole fight? Yeah.
Right? It was like,
so was it a sex club or not?
It was not. It was a club without any cameras or any phones.
Like the Soho House. Kind
is it?
Oh, I mean,
is
that what they,
well, no, because there's cameras in the Soho House. This is no cameras, no paparazzi.
Okay,
but you
do
know,
what you want.
First of all, Mary Jane, that you've reached a new low. I'm judging.
Ooh,
I'm judging. I'm judging.
I know. I feel like you can't. Girl, you know,
a fella
I'm
can
kind
do
of
it.
An old fashioned girl.
Yeah.
Same.
Yeah.
So like, I kind
you're
of
not
go
doing
the
that
traditional
in public.
Way.
No.
Yeah, at a club, yeah, yeah, at a nasty, germy club on a leather couch. Are you kidding? By the peanuts?
In the daylight, yes, oh, no. I would have that opinion. But at nighttime, after a few beverages, and I just got over my face being scarred, and I got my job back, it may or may not happen.
We can do it in the car like high school. But
right.
We're not doing
like
this out in the open.
Episode, yeah, which was nice. Amazing, by the way.
Yes, that steamy scene, that hand on the window.
Vivica Fox loved that, too.
Like, yeah, she did. Vivica's like, ah, Lisa.
Shout out to Viv. So she's been shaking the table lately.
So you would rather go in your car than stay in... Like,
if I had an option between a club, a public club,
absolutely,
a public germy, sweaty, nasty club.
Where people can still have their phone like this,
but here's
taking pictures. Yes.
Absolutely.
If somebody was
privacy.
Low-key, like, stimulating a part of your body and you were into it, you would be like, stop. Get off of me.
Listen, if we're in public... I don't care how many of these I've had, okay? No.
Char's not that kind of girl.
Right,
I'm not. But Fania is, apparently.
I'm not going to let Fania go hanging, but like...
Tiana's that girl,
Fania,
too.
Is your mama watching?
I know, right?
What kind of girl are you, Megan?
I'm not that girl, honey. No, no.
Okay, well,
no,
across
no.
the table.
No.
Right. Right. For the
look
the
at these two holding hands in the middle of the room.
Two freaks in the middle.
This is a judgment-free zone. We
I don't judge you all. I'm judging Mary Jane, Gabby's character.
I'm judging y'all. Y'all freaks.
Okay. Now, I'm not going to say nothing, but there is a story in the middle of the club with hubby and I. But I'm not going to say nothing.
Lisa's a freak, too.
It happened.
I was with my hubby, though.
It
that
did
is
happen,
different.
Is what I'm
it's
saying.
Different. That's not different. Some random
it
man
can,
that you
yes,
met in the
that
club.
Can, that can blackmail you. Yeah.
It's different when you're with your hubby. How do we know that this white guy isn't someone that Cece sent?
Oh,
you're right.
This is okay, you're watching a thriller.
Too much
Sean. All right, guys, we got to move on. Let us know what you guys think. Make sure you use the hashtag. We want to hear all of your comments. Let's talk about Niecy. We finally get to see her mother, the beautiful Jill Scott, who plays Jackie. And we see why, I think we get a little more insight as to why Niecy is the way she is. Jackie has been kind of in and out of her life. She doesn't really call her much. She doesn't call her back. I think that's the worst thing you can do as a mother.
Yes.
But it's odd because we never see it from that.
We don't see mothers do that. We typically see fathers that do that.
I will say this. I thought Niecy's mom was going to be a lot worse than she actually was.
Because
we haven't seen her, and you know, it's kind of the breakdown was, you know, she comes back into Niecy's life and just enough to mess with Patrick a little bit. And so I was like, ooh, she's gonna come in, she's gonna be dirty, and she's gonna be this. But I actually really liked Jackie.
Right.
And I thought she was, I loved that she stood up for Patrick when they were late for dinner, and she was like, no, Niecy, what were you thinking? Why didn't you tell me you had to be back? You should never be late. So I loved Jackie, and I thought that it was great bringing her in.
Mm-hmm. Right. I love how, I guess, I thought she was going to be more of, oh, yeah, girl, it's fine that you're late. And when she gave her that comment, like, it's never okay to be late. You should have told me what time we were supposed to be here.
Right, yes.
And, you know, she tells Patrick, stop babying her. You're not helping her. I think she's actually a really good parent. And I even have more respect for Patrick because this whole time we thought he was the bad father. Mm-hmm. And here he is raising his girls, trying to do better, getting this job, you know, with the sodas.
Tea and raspberry. I thought that it was great that with that, just to piggyback off of that, with I want to say Jill, but Jackie reprimanding her because I wasn't expecting that either. As the parent who's never around,
right?
Typically, what we see, the narrative that we see in these shows is that they're just kind of passive and kind of like. like your friend type thing.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And she showed up and she was full blown mom.
Right.
Doing
right.
the stripper Nicki Minaj's hair. Miss Patterson showed out, by the way.
She did. Oh, you do a stripper's hair.
And that was nice.
Right.
So I'd hate to see what mean is.
She always says something. Right. She's always saying something. It's like, oop.
It's like we all what do you think is going grandma. On with her, though?
With Niecy?
No, with
she's angry.
Miss Patterson. I'm talking she's about angry. All that confidence.
What is Miss Patterson? I think she's angry. Her illness. Yeah. She's oh, angry yeah. that she's ill. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, you know, that she's kind of helpless in a lot of things. Mm-hmm. And right, she kind right. of... what I love about it is that Mara's not afraid to show... this woman who's angry about her illness and her life, and she takes it out on everybody.
Right.
It's
she
common.
Don't care. It's right. like, deal with it.
Right, mm-hmm. right.
It's common.
Because that's the truth.
Right.
Right?
You do
she's
lash
not
out.
All, oh, I'm fine. No, honey, you. No, she's...
I'm coughing and I'm pissed.
You know what I mean?
Me?
Yes.
And I'm saying if she sure. if that was nice that she talked to Jackie, I was like, ooh, what does her mean exactly? Like... What yeah. is that supposed to look like?
Yes.
And then, of course, Jackie says something really, really nice when she leaves. And she says that you're the architect of your own dreams. Just go out and build it. Mm-hmm. And I think that's really good because I feel like we're going to see a turn for Niecy now. I feel like she's going to be different. And I feel like she's really going to be the person that we know to be there. Right.
I yeah. think she's got some growing pains to go through.
Okay.
I think her
too.
Lashing out is like she's allowed to be angry at her parents for however she was raised in her upbringing. And that's why she's kind of flip and like... talks back a little bit and
right.
was like, well, can't you just hook me up and
well,
I'm going to go
teenager.
To bed.
Just like, grow up.
But I'm sorry. She's going to have to, it's going to take time. She has kids, but it doesn't make you a grown up. But I think right. she's going to have to learn how to communicate right. her anger and her frustration with her parents.
Right, right.
So I think we're going to see, probably, I hope she evolves an evolution with her, but it's going to take some time because she's still bratty right now.
Yeah. How old yeah. is she? How old is her character?
She's like, what, 20?
I think probably? She's like 20.
Because she's acting
like
15,
yeah.
honestly,
yeah.
with the whole brattiness
and
the super
defiance. And I have to tell you,
defiance.
Have you guys met Raven Goodwin?
Yes.
The
yes.
amazing
yeah.
Raven Goodwin. She is the most amazing girl.
She
like,
is, yeah.
We are all in love with Raven.
Yes. She's such a sweetheart.
Mm-hmm. And... she is an old soul, that girl. Like, she's so mature and
right.
so responsible
mm-hmm.
and so together
uh-huh.
that she just does such an amazing job playing Niecy, who's, like, not really together.
Right, right, right.
You know?
Niecy is irksome.
Yeah.
She
or how you say it, it's that worsome. She's so worsome. She's like a real word.
And a treat for you guys. She may or may not be coming in, maybe. 3 or 4 weeks.
Mm.
Perfect Raven for the Goodwin. Holiday.
Yes.
So where can we find some other things going on with the network?
Well, Tiana? Make sure you guys check out our sister site, Black Hollywood Live. It is the first African-American entertainment news site, and there are 12 different shows. We have a law show, an up-and-coming actor show.
That's a show I'm on. It's
yes,
called
Megan,
Black Hollywood Live Next. Make sure you check it out.
And Megan Jeez. Is phenomenal on that show. And we
you.
Have a Hot Topic show and a politics show.
Political,
I can talk
yeah,
political.
Fashion.
We do it all over there at Black Hollywood Live. So make sure you check it out at www.blackhollywoodlive.com. You can find us on Twitter and Instagram at BHL Online. And make sure you guys check out all the things that we have to offer there. I'm the VP of the network, so
woo-hoo.
That's why I keep saying we.
We got another HBIC
yeah,
in here.
HBIC,
okay.
What?
Yes, yeah. Make sure you guys check that out. Is Jackie and Patrick going to get back together? Are they going to...
First of all, that scene.
Are we doing predictions?
Yes. It reminded me of Halle Berry and Billy Bob Thornton in Monsters
Why?
Ball. You know, when Halle was like...
That's
no,
not even
listen.
I know. She was like...
Because, you know, when Halle was like, make me feel good, when he was like, I can
oh,
make you feel good
stop,
on the couch.
I can't.
You know the explicit scene?
Yes, we know.
You know the explicit
but
scene.
But that doesn't
you
even...
Allowed
to see that
but
movie.
You weren't allowed
Look,
to... Have
I
you
wish
seen
I
it?
Hadn't seen it either.
You've never seen it?
You don't need to see it.
Monsters Tiana. Ball?
Tiana.
My mom
don't,
didn't let me watch it.
Don't
okay.
watch, don't watch
yeah.
it.
I love that she's that young.
She's a grown...
Okay, you need to move over.
Right now. You need to watch that movie... And don't
why
listen.
Why did you feel like that scene was a
thing? Because I felt like they were, it was like that vulnerable state. It was like on the couch.
No.
And I felt like it was kind of like, make me feel good. I mean, it wasn't as explicit.
I kind of get
you
that.
Thought,
I get it. I get
okay,
it.
We're on the same page. See?
She's talking about the definitely the emotion that
right.
happened there.
Yes. And some
yeah.
of the same lines. They kind of
yes.
mirrored each other.
I get it. I
okay.
get it.
Okay. I give you that. Well, I don't know. I kind of like them together, actually.
I know. I did too, right?
Mm-hmm. And I like how we find out that she's not Nicki Minaj's hairdresser. She's the dancer's
Ooh.
Hairdresser.
Who doesn't inflate some of their jobs just a little bit?
I mean, I went to my high school reunion. I told people I was running things. I wasn't
you are.
I'm running CNN, but I can't watch Monsters Ball.
It's true. Girl, you need to watch.
And now I'm like, why? My mother don't let me.
Right.
My mom said no.
Well, listen, if I were a mom, I'd tell you no, too. But now that you're an adult. Yes,
right.
But you know, sometimes what your mama says just sticks in your head. And so I'm not allowed to watch that movie.
Absolutely.
I snuck and watched it all. Waiting to Excel. Stella got her groove back.
Char was all
right. I wasn't allowed to watch. So, you know, my mom was always the turn your head type girl.
Oh, yes, girl. I know about that.
I like how it does represent that all that glitz is not glamour.
No, it's not.
You know,
right?
She does speak on, like, she's in hotels, she's traveling, she's gone from her family. Like,
she feels like she messed the girls up.
Yeah.
Well, I have a question, too. Where's Maima? The sister that we never see that was in the picture. She's like, oh, we messed our girls
by
up.
By the way, funny, I know this has nothing to do with it, but when he said that, like, the Naima thing, on your little caption it said, did you get my email? I was like, oh my god, that's wrong.
I didn't even write the right closed captioning.
He just
was so
said
off.
Naima. But yeah, you know what? That's a good question.
Where is she? I think we saw her once.
Refresh my memory. Who the hell is
she? She's the older daughter.
Yeah, Niecy's oldest sister.
I think she was on like a season finale at the dinner table, and that was it.
No. I think she was on like the very first episode or second. We saw her one time.
This season?
No, at the very,
very
beginning.
So you know what they might have done? They might have done like the classic 90s sitcom where
like Family Matters, and they wrote out.
She went upstairs and never came back down. You know how they used to write people out of the 90s? That is that one girl on Family Matters who went upstairs. Yeah, it was their extra daughter. She went upstairs
one episode and never came back.
And they never talked about her.
But no, but they're talking about Naima. Can we please bring Naima back? Because I feel like this is a phantom person that we're talking about. We need to see Naima.
I'm telling you what might have happened.
All right, let's talk about a little bit of news and gossip, you guys.
Yes!
Okay, so we love Mara Brockakill, who's the creator of Being Mary Jane. Shout out to her because her husband and her, Salima Kill, they have they've got a new multi-year deal with Warner Brothers TV that some of you might already know about. But in addition to that, she's going to transition from being the showrunner of Being Mary Jane to just being the executive consultant so that we can see some more of her other projects that she has going on. So you guys stay tuned because that's going to happen around May 2016. We're going to see a lot more projects cranking out from Akil Productions. We're so excited.
They're a dynamic duo.
They are. Yeah. They're so cute together.
Yes, they are.
We need more of them in our weekly nightlife.
I know, right?
Right? Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays.
She'll take over like Shonda.
Please. Okay.
And what I love about Mara is like that it's so kind of unexpected because she's this beautiful woman. Like,
yeah, she's stunning.
Sure you guys,
my goodness.
She's really stunning.
And she's natural.
And and she's just super bright and this great writer.
Mm-hmm.
And
she's
just got so much stuff to talk about.
Right.
Which is kind of cool.
Right. Make sure you guys stay tuned for that. Okay, we're going to do a few predictions, but when we do, everyone give one prediction. It has to be different from your neighbor's.
What if your neighbor stole you?
Oh, damn it.
Use your creative juices and think of something else.
Who going to stop me, boo?
All right, let's start with Char Jocelyn.
What did you started with me last time?
You know
time?
What?
Okay. Predictions for like next episode.
It doesn't matter. Next episode, the season, one thing.
I love that.
I feel
you can't do that.
No, because you know I'm on the spot and I've been drinking. Okay, so
vanilla pudding.
I think, in particular, next episode that we're going to get more of the white guy from the club.
Mm-hmm. He's gorgeous guy.
Gorgeous guy. Okay, let me be PC. Gorgeous guy. And I also feel like Marisol. Danielle.
One. You can only do one.
Oh, I can only do one?
Yes.
Oh, so we're going to get more of gorgeous guy.
Okay.
In particular, next episode. I don't know about the rest of the season, but next episode, they're going to expand on his character.
Okay. Tiante?
I think that Mama Patterson's sickness is going to come sort of forward more, and people are going to start noticing because you saw her telling Niecy, like, don't you tell nobody. So I think that, you know, people are going to start noticing, and maybe something might happen there. I don't want her. I'm not putting no death on her or nothing like that.
Like
but
soul
like,
food.
One death a season.
You know, with Big Mama.
No, I don't want no Big Mama happening here.
Because you know, Big Mama was stubborn too.
All right, Fania.
I'm going to go the easy route. Patrick and Jackie are going to probably rekindle something. She's going to be a permanent fixture. And I think maybe there may be something with the drug situation that she may or may not have also dabbled in drugs.
Ooh.
Wait, who dabbled in drugs?
Jackie, honey.
Oh,
ooh, that makes sense. My prediction's about Mark, because we've seen this before. He said he was being a hoe. So somebody brought their camera in this little hoe club that he's been in.
Ooh.
And they've taken some pictures, and he says he likes to be top. So we're going to see him.
Girl.
That was graphic, by the way.
Which I
was
like,
he favored that tweet.
Which question?
Does anal hurt?
Ooh.
Oh.
But, well, he wouldn't know the answer because he said he's a
I'm saying amongst us.
Oh.
But I'm just saying we never
Well, since we have the two freaks here, guess I answer that?
You can leave me out of that one.
Off the record.
There are some things. Favorite I tweeted and I was like, I can't handle this uninhibited conversation about anal sex BET right now. And he favorited my tweet. But I did it like as a funny, you know, I don't mind, you know.
I mean, were you not shocked when you heard it? I was like, okay.
Oh, they taking it there, being Mayor Tane.
I appreciate it.
I have many a gay friends, but I've never asked them.
I have.
Maybe you need to.
I was a little like, ooh.
You know what? I don't want to know.
I don't need to know what you do in the bedroom. Just like you don't need to know what I do.
All right, Lisa, go ahead and give us a prediction. It could be completely wrong. It could be right.
But I know what's going to happen.
You know? So that's even more the reason to give us a prediction. It could be completely wrong. Just anything you want to say about the entire season, whatever.
Okay. I'm going to predict that Kara finally falls in love. I don't know.
Oh, I thought she did already. She did it with Kaya?
I thought that was love. That was more...
It was lust? No, it wasn't lust.
It wasn't lust. She was laid up.
I think he was a stress relief for her.
Yeah. Okay. And it maybe could have gone further than that, but she had to end things, so...
You know what?
Oh, I know what it is.
Ooh. Slamming.
Kara's going to fall in love with John again.
Oh yeah, we did talk about that last week.
I know, at least it rolled
off. While we're talking about this, just really quickly, what were those pills Kara was shoving down her throat last week?
Was it Vicodin?
No, they were. Xanax.
Okay,
because we were taking bets.
Calm her down.
I thought it was like Adderall,
but
or something.
But you know, when you do that, then it kind of like counteracts.
Oh, right?
It stresses you out even
every time
more,
we looked
and it puts
up,
you on
she was
more and all of that. Yeah.
Okay. Lisa got a pill popping problem. Uh-oh.
No, not Lisa.
Not Lisa. Kara.
Oh, Kara. Sorry. Kara.
That's defamation.
Yes,
that's
no.
defamation.
The worst thing I do is drink a little vanilla pudding.
We have some more for you. Okay, Lisa, before we get out of here,
yes.
I know you're such a busy and amazing actress. You're going to be on a few different shows. Tell us about your upcoming projects.
So I'm also doing a recurring role on Rosewood.
Yay! Rosewood!
I'm so excited.
Okay, well, I'm not,
you know, while we're off kind of, you know, Mary Jane, I've been fortunate enough to have a little something to do on Rosewood, and I'm having a blast.
Yay!
Janae Ortiz's mom on it. And it's just been a blast. It's, like, so much fun. I mean, she's just, like... She's this character, her name is Daisy Villa, and she's over the top. She was a young mom, and she's kind of reliving her youth. So she wants to be out in the clubs with her daughter, meeting younger men.
So Kris Jenner.
She just kind of says what she feels.
Right.
It does not matter. She's completely inappropriate. She's a little bit of a drinker.
Okay.
She's just kind of this outrageous character. And I'm just having way too much fun playing this character. Because, you know, Kara is just so like,
right.
And this woman is just like, you know, she's just crazy. So it's kind of fun. And my first episode airs on November 18th.
Yay! Oh, it's right around the corner.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
We have to
That's
watch
next
this.
Week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, is it?
Yes,
no.
It's like 10 days from now.
Yeah.
It's
you're
next
right.
week, because no, the 16th
right.
is Monday.
Oh, yes.
That's right. You're right.
Oh, I have something to do with it. That's right. The only reason why I know.
That's right.
Not a
yes,
calendar.
You're absolutely right. Yes. They're so excited to see anything
and Jane
else.
And Ortiz is so amazing. And I have a film that's right now in the film festival circuit called Victor. It's an amazing film, beautiful film, based on a true story about a man named Victor Torres. Takes place in the late 50s, early 60s.
Okay.
And it's about a lot of the Puerto Ricans families mm-hmm. came into New York during that time and kind of were put in these you know, kind of slum neighborhoods, you know. Mm-hmm. This was in Brooklyn. And heroin came into those neighborhoods and destroyed mm-hmm. a lot of people's mm-hmm. lives. And it's about his life story, his true life story. He becomes a vicious gang member, terrible drug addict, overdoses several times, and how his life is saved. And it's just this gorgeous, beautiful, well-told story. And I play his mom. Mm-hmm. And it starts when he's about 15 years old. And how she just never gave up on her son.
Mm. I
and
love
how
it.
She was such a big part of saving his life and that nice. Motherly love. Mm-hmm. And I watched it for the first time actually at the Heartland Film Festival, and I just was like, it mm-hmm. really yeah. impacted me even more than I thought. So
that's nice.
That'll be out soon.
Yay! Yay! Okay, wait, can't wait to see both of
Sounds
those.
Sounds like you got to grab your tissues for
right,
that.
Right, right, right. Absolutely.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, and where can your fans find you online?
Okay, online, on Twitter, I am The Lisa Vidal, at The Lisa Vidal, and on Instagram, I'm at The Real Lisa Vidal, because yes, believe it or not, there are a lot of Lisa Vidal, so for some reason, I think I'm the real one. And then I'm Lisa Vidal on Facebook. I have a really great Facebook following, and I love every once in a while just kind of connecting with my fans. I love my fans. Mm-hmm. I love to connect with the fans. I like to answer them. I know it's time consuming, but you know, just a little smile or a kiss or a blow yeah. or a hello, yeah. they appreciate yeah. it. And yeah. I'm very thankful for them watching.
Yay! Yeah. Well, thank you so much for being with us yes. today.
Thank you, guys. You guys are always fun.
Give us life on Being Mary Jane, honey. Give it to us. Where can we find you, ladies?
Starting with me?
Yes.
Okay. Well, hi, everybody. Again, CharSaysSo.com, CharSaysSo on everything, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Periscope, Snapchat, all that good stuff, CharSaysSo.
Okay, and I'm at the Tiana Hobson on Twitter and Instagram, and on Snapchat, I'm Tiana_Hobson.
Ooh, well, I'm Finia Thomas on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and now Snapchat.
And you can find me, Megan Thomas, on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Periscope at Meg Scoop, like scoop of ice cream. Yes. We love you guys. Make sure you use the hashtag always, ABTVBMJ. Keep the conversation going all week long. We'll talk to you on our YouTube page. Just click below. Make sure you subscribe to AfterBuzz TV. You can also find us on iTunes and SoundCloud. We love you guys. Until next week, see y'all later.
Bye,
see
ya. Guys. Hasta luego.
Say bye to Snapchat.
From executive producer Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.